Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Janice Trafflett, who with her colleague Robert Wright have written Fearless, Wilma Soss and America's Forgotten Investor Moment. Wilma was a pioneer from the 40s, 50s, and 60s at attending corporate meetings, stockholder gatherings that had been seen up to that point as unnecessary. The company was going to carry away all the profits and you didn't show up as a shareholder. You sent no one. The celebration, however, about Wilma Soss was she pushed back. We have Nelson Peltz today pushing back at Disney. We can only imagine how Wilma would treat Disney's conduct these last years, disappointing conduct. Wilma Soss, Janice Trafflett gives us a picture of Wilma in full flame in her 60, if she's now past 60, and still the terror of corporate America. Here's Janice.
Both. And you start seeing in some even academic journals at this time, advice by some NPR to corporations on basically how to handle the Wilma problem is the way they would weigh in hallways and around the water coolers. Like, how do we as the board and as CEO of a company handle people like Wilma who are going to ask us tough questions at these board meetings? Board meetings, there used to be very few people that attended board meetings. And now suddenly board meetings are being more well attended and often by investors who want to demand some answers, particularly if a company is not doing well, either profit-wise and or on the ethical front. And meanwhile, Wilma Soss is getting a greater and greater voice and in some ways is adopting somewhat more aggressive tactics. And in some cases, the companies at the annual meetings, when they feel like they've heard enough of Wilma, have turned off her actual microphone. So she starts bringing a megaphone into these meetings just in case she gets shut out, that she can still make her points.
In 1965, at the COMSAT meeting, Leo D. Welsh is the chairman. The Pinkertons attack her. Does she sue? Is there an altercation over this? They physically restrain her.
Yeah, so she doesn't sue. I'm sure that she, in some cases, wouldn't have been above threatening to sue, but she never sued. But the Pinkerton guards actually carry her out of this meeting. So she's doing kind of the nonviolent resistance kind of the 60s. And she refuses to go out. And so the Pinkerton guards have to lift her up and carry her out. And this photo of her being carried out, and again, she's in her 60s by this time, makes many reporters who are covering the meeting glad they went to the meeting, because this becomes the face of the meeting.
Thank you.